Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to the men's room, 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what condition do you or did you have and what were the side effects? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Allison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Positive Friday. We're doing great.
Hell yeah. Love that. Positive.
So what was your condition and what were the side effects?
Okay, so I've had this my whole life. It's a fainting condition called vasovagal reflex.
Vasovagal?
There's vasovagal.
That's a stupid name. They couldn't come up with something better.
It's a very stupid name. Very stupid name and a very stupid condition. So basically, my triggers is like blood. If I see blood, I just kind of faint. If I see somebody that has like a broken finger, you know, like their foot's backwards or stuff like that, I'm out. Lights out.
But you pass out every time.
Uh-huh. Lose full consciousness, just plop onto the ground.
Does anybody ever just, like, cut their finger just to mess with you?
No.
Jeez,
no. I will say people do try to mess with me. However, they don't actually do it. If I watched somebody cut themselves right now, I would be on the ground and this call would end.
Now, let me ask you this. So you said, like, if it's a dislocated finger or something like that, something that's an injury, you see it, you pass out. So what about, not to call anyone out, but every once in a while, I will see a nice young woman walking down the street in the summertime and open-toed shoes, and she has hammer toes, right? They're not broken. They just look broken. Would that drop you as well?
No. That's just gross.
Is
it more the sight of blood?
Yeah, it's more so the side of blood. I got my nose pierced when I was, like, 16, and it triggered it. Apparently, like, adrenaline rush can also do it. I love roller coasters, so I don't, like, faint with that kind of adrenaline, but pain, adrenaline from pain, that sort of stuff, 100%. Yeah, I'm out.
Like, what are things
at the dentist?
What do you actively try to avoid? Like, I would imagine you can't watch any sports because an injury will probably happen, and they're going to show it in slow-mo. You're certainly not going to watch boxing or MMA, anything like that. Like, so what are things that you avoid knowing that you might pass out if you walk into this building or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not really watching UFC fights and MMA. My husband watches it a lot, but I don't really, like, pay too much attention. I do like sports, but, yeah, when there's some guy lifts his leg up and is flopping around, I'm out. I'm looking away.
Do you have time to sit down, like, before you would pass out or faint?
Generally, yes. Generally, there's a few signs. Like, my teeth, this is really weird, my teeth kind of get tingly a little bit. My fingers and toes get tingly. My heart races. And then, yeah, I start kind of getting that tunnel vision, and I know something's happening. And this, another thing I avoid, and this is kind of weird, it's a correlation, it's a trigger for me.
Hang on.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Train of thought.
Come on.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
That's okay.
Yes, we will poop our brains out.
I don't think it would affect anyone if they heard it, but for some reason, it's still not a word you can say.
Because that's exactly how people say it. But
However, so when that happens, for me, you call it the bubble guts, right? You know, you get the sweats and stuff. That's a trigger for me, bro. I've had to grab my bathtub so I don't pass out.
From bubble guts?
Yes. The most random triggers.
That's kind of funny. Sorry, man.
Allison, what's the condition called again?
Vasovagal reflex.
How much of the population has that? Do you know? Is this a common thing, or do you have a very unique
amount
thing?
Of people? Yeah, I worked with a buddy. He got a pass on all the sex education classes because he can't listen to that, and he just shuts down and faints. So people have different triggers with it.
Okay.
At what age did you figure out that you have the condition?
16, the day I got my nose pierced, I passed out. I woke up, my dad and the piercer was looking at me. I was so confused. And they said, oh, this is normal. This happens all the time. Got my first tattoo, passed out.
So was that the first time it happened when you were 16, or that's the first time you guys pieced together? Okay, so it started at 16.
Yeah,
you didn't have a problem before. Were you always squeamish about blood?
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's just to the point you pass. All right, so I have this question, which is immensely personal, but I have to know. So if blood is a trigger and you are a woman and you have a period, does that affect you, or is it okay if it's your own blood due to a natural process?
It's manageable. I try to not look at it too much. If I do concentrate on it too much or something's going on, it will kind of trigger and I get woozy. But if I get a normal cut on myself and stuff, I do get woozy. Like I slice my finger with a knife, you run it underwater, it kind of stings a little bit. That pain triggers it and will kind of make me feel that woozy. I don't always pass out every single time. But
enough that you have a condition. It's just crazy. Yeah. I've never met a woman who loves having a period, but I've never met a woman who also is squeamish about blood to the point they'll faint and have a period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That just seems like a setup to be miserable.
That's wild.
Pretty crazy.
Wow.
Steve, you ever had a concussion?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Maybe when I was younger or a kid or something like that, I've had my bell rung a few times, but certainly from teens until now, I do not believe I've ever had a concussion.
A concussion is one of those things where when you have them, you don't know you.
That's why I'm not sure if I've had a concussion.
Some people know they've had them, but that's after a few days.
I was going to say, I feel like people that know they have a concussion have had a concussion before.
Well, if you've had a concussion, you don't really, in the moment, you don't understand that you're concussed. You're not exactly sure what's going on.
It depends on the concussion as well.
Or the severity, maybe. The ones that I've had, I wasn't exactly sure that I had them.
Right.
And I did things. I just did not realize that I could not, your bank doesn't store the memories.
So what tips you off that you, if it had been a couple of days, like what tips you off that, hey man, I have a concussion.
Okay, so one high school football game, I got a concussion right before halftime. Uh-huh. And so Saturday, I just had this awful headache. Like I couldn't open up, like a migraine.
Yeah.
I couldn't open the blinds up. Light was really, anytime I looked into the light, there was this piercing pain in my eyes and my head. Loud noises, all those things I just kind of needed to stay away from. So I just laid in my bed. I didn't feel good. I really just thought I had a tremendous headache.
Sure.
Took a shot the last night. Sunday, the same difference. Just did not feel right, but it was slowly, gradually getting better. I thought, I got my bell rung. I'm sick. Something's going on. And then Monday, in film, I was on fire in the second half. I don't remember any of it. I mean, I was almost perfect. I was almost Sam Darnold.
So you play better with a head injury.
I don't remember. Every read I made was right. Every throw I had was perfect.
Yeah, you weren't thinking.
I wasn't.
You're just playing the game.
I knew the read I had to make if that wasn't open. I knew my second read. I was like, the coach was like, in the second half, I didn't even tell my coach. I didn't say, Coach Kelly, I didn't want him to know that I got concussed because then I might not be able to play on Friday night.
Right.
The next week. So I didn't tell him. But I'm just watching this. He's like,
sounds like the average athlete. Okay? I'm all right.
I feel like back then, unfortunately, they would have let you.
They probably would have.
And being a kid, you're invincible.
Sure.
But to watch the film and go, I don't know who this person is. Like, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's me. It's my movements. It's like, I was scrambling. I was running. I mean, I wasn't a running quarterback.
But that's
part of the reason
Troy Aikman ended up retiring from football. I want to say he got concussed like 8 times that they know of, all right? But on one of the last ones, he said he was in the hospital, after the game.
LeVar Arrington cleaned his clock.
And, it was like nurses walk in and out, doctors that come in to check on. And he's like, there's this particularly nice nurse that walked in and basically just hung out longer than most nurses would. So finally, Troy just said, ma'am, like, no offense, but who are you? She's like, Troy, I am your mother. Yeah. And he said, that's when I made the decision. Yeah. I'm going to walk away from the sport when I don't recognize my own mother.